Okay, this coming Shabbos we'll have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Vayera. What a great jam-packed Parsha, which begins, of course, with the Malachim visiting Avram Avinu, and he tells them, Yukachnoma Admayim, let a little water be taken. And Rashi explains that this was done al yedei shliach, it was done through an agent. And Hashem repaid this process through a shliach as well, when Moshe hit the rock and the water came out. Now the author of the Sefer B'nai Shlomo assumes that this was some sort of punishment. After all, Avram Avinu did something, Yukachna, using a shliach, and as a result, Moshe Rabbeinu commits the sin of Mei Meriva. That sounds pretty much like there was a punishment implied. So why then was Avram Avinu punished? Why did Avram Avinu have to pour the water himself? So the author of the B'nai Shlomo explains that had Hashem given the water directly instead of Al Yedei Shliach, then Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have hit the rock. If Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have hit the rock, then he would have led B'nai Yisrael into the land. And so ergo, then Hashem would not have been able to send them into Galus, which would have put us in tremendous jeopardy. Using the Shliach then allowed Avram Avinu once again to protect his children. In essence, the B'nai Shlomo is saying that it's not a punishment, Al Yedei Shliach, it's a besorah. It's the mentioning of the facts. Speaking of facts, after the Malachim leave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the declaration, HaMechase Ani Me Avraham Eis Asher Ani Oseh. Do I hide from Avraham Avinu that which I'm doing? Now why does Hashem reveal to Avraham that he intends to destroy Sodom? So Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter Shalita notes that the simple understanding of the pasuk was whether it was right to hide it. However, the Medrash explains that the pasuk can also mean not is it right to hide it, but is it possible? Hamechase ani me Avram. Is it possible for me to hide it from Avram Avinu? So Rav Shechter explained to us that in the same way that Avram Avinu was able to understand the whole Torah by studying the world at large, he was also able to figure out the world plan of Hashem just simply by studying the world. It's like the Medrash says that his kloyos, his kidneys, literally taught the facts. So, in that regard, even though the people of Stone thwarted Avram's efforts of Kriya B'Shem Hashem, he still felt he would need to act on their behalf. And so, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch was making a statement. It's impossible to hide it. Then the Psukim tell us that Vayavoa Malachim Beso, that the Malachim came, Lino Bebes Abdechem, Rav David Salavechik Shalita points out that when it came to the Hachnasas Orchim of Avram Avinu, it never mentions that he brought the Malachim to his house, and it's his house. And yet in regard to Lot, we find that the fact that it was his house gets expressed a lot. Why does this happen so much in the second episode of the Parsha? So David explained that when it came to the Hachnasas Orchim in Avram Avinu's house, each guest was made to feel as if he owned the place. Lot's Hachnasas Orchim, although great, did not reach that level as yet. And so therefore, Vayavoa Malachim Sodoma Ba'erev, right, when the Malachim came to Sodom that night, their expectations from Lot were diminished in regard to the expectations of Avram Avinu. Torah tells us that when the Malachim were destroying Sodom, Vayismah Ma, that Lot delayed. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky notes that the trup here is a shalshelis, and that there are three other times that the shalshelis appears in the Torah. And in all four cases, the trup denotes an extension of the issue. So here, Lot delays longer than necessary. Eliezer davens longer than necessary, and Rivka was already on her way. Yosef also refused strongly to close the door on the advances of the wife of Potiphar, and also Vayishchot, which appears at the time of the Hakamas HaMishkan, was more extensive than that of the Chatas and the Asham, because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get enough dam for the sprinkling that needed to be done. So again, in each of these cases, Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out that there was an extension beyond the regular norm. The older daughter has a baby who she calls Moav. Now, Mashiach comes from Moav, which means he comes from a situation of sin. Peretz also comes from Tamar, which is a questionable origin. And Rav Gifter Zatzal explains that this isn't a haphazard episode. Rather, Mashiach's job is to fix the world. and to make it available to Malchus Hashem. L'sakein olam b'malchus shakai. Being able to recognize that mission because it's in his own blood makes Mashiach's calling more complete. The same idea is, well, is often expressed by Mori Rabbi Rav Govach Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva and founder of the Hasdar movement, the Rosh Yeshiva of Karen Biavne. So Rav Govach Zatzal would also often tell us that in order for a person to be a melech, he needs to have a kupa shal shratzim shari al tzavaro. He needs to have the basket of shratzim, of animals, of creepy crawlies on his back. The fact of the matter is, if you have skeletons in your closet and shratzim on your back, you're going to be careful to try to think of the best and be the best melamed schus for Am Yisrael. This was Rav Govach Zatzal's understanding of the job of a melech. When we get to the Akedas Yitzchak, which makes up so much of our background and our history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Avraham, and he says, Hineni. Now, for the commandment of the Akedah, we find Hashem calling Avraham Avinu by name. All the other Nisim and Nisyonis, he doesn't call him by name. Why is it this time that that happens? So Rav Kook Zatzal explains that by calling a person by his name, Hashem is really calling the totality of the person on a deeper level. And the person needs, therefore, to be present and accounted for. Rav Chaim Sabato Shalita adds that by answering Hineni, the person is answering that he or she is present to answer and fulfill the will of Hashem in all cases, at all times. Then we find that Hashem makes his tzivui. Kachna es bincha es yechidcha es asher ahavta es Yitzchak. Take your son, your one, the one you loved. And Rashi, of course, notes that Avraham Avinu reminded Hashem that he loves both of his children. And the trouble is, how much love could Avraham Avinu have if he chased Yishmael out of his home in the previous parak? So the Alter of Slabotka Zatzal notes that Yishmael gained a tremendous amount from the distancing from Avraham Avinu. It led to the point where they were able to reunite together. And sometimes, says the Alter, the proper understanding of love is knowing when to place distance in order to make a point. At the same time, Rabbi J.G. Schachter would often note that while Avraham Avinu might have separated from Yishmael, the Medrash notes that he continued to check in and visit him in order to make sure that Yishmael was okay. Finally, in the Haftorah, Rav Neben Sal Shalita explains that the Haftorah, a section of the woman who could not have children, who was blessed with one, only to lose him, until a second miracle was needed to bring him back and perform Tchiyas HaMeisim, is by definition odd. Unless one realizes that when a child is born, especially as a result of a miracle, then his raison d'etre needs to be for the will of Hashem. This child was born. But, as the Navi notes, he went to work in the fields. This was not the ideal for which he was brought into the world. But once his life was restored, he returned to loftier work in life. And the Zohar HaKadosh identifies him as the Jewish Navi Habakkuk. You know, when Avraham Avinu comes back from Haram Moriah, he does not have Yitzchak with him. Yitzchak also was given a miraculous existence, and as a result of being an Ola Tamima, Yitzchak goes to Yeshiva Shem Ve'iver. In our lives, when we recognize that we are going through miracles and we're living through the miraculous times, we sometimes need to remember to live not just out in the fields in our day-to-day living. We need to rise above, and we need to realize that our lives have to be la'avdo b'chol avinu u'b'chol nafshenu. Shabbat shalom to all.